for the blessing He is to us and just the love of Jesus we see in Him, Lord. Thank You. When He smiles, we see Jesus. So we just pray for Him, Lord, that the butterflies just come into alignment right now in Jesus' name. And we just pray for just free flow of Your life to come in this place this evening. We thank You that Your best is yet to come, Lord. The best is yet to come. Give us some joy in this house tonight. And all God's people say, Amen. Be blessed. If you guys want to kind of move around here, but otherwise, don't worry about it.
I was told to switch this thing on, and I guess it's on. Jesus, we love Your presence, Jesus. We love Your goodness, Jesus. We love You, Lord. We thank You for this time, Jesus. Because You're going to speak the truth. And the truth is what sets us free. Yes. And it's for freedom that He has set us free. For freedom that He has set us free. I just want to, first of all, to thank the house of Highway for giving me this opportunity. I wasn't expecting it, and I was shocked when I received the word from the man of the house. And he asked me to show love, the love of God. And I was like, oh. And I was shocked a bit because, pardon me, I did. The reason why I was so shocked. We are the people of the Spirit. Jesus said something. He said, He who is born of the Spirit, he who is born of the flesh is flesh, and he who is born of the Spirit is spirit. And we are born of the Spirit. At times, let's stop trying to explain the spiritual things and make it into the natural, because we can't, no matter how much we tried. Okay. I was so shocked by this because I was like, I thought I knew the love of God. And I'm like, but the thought just came into mind. Paul speak about knowing the love of God that passes all understanding. I'm like, how can I speak about the love of God when the love of God passes understanding? How can you speak about something that passes understanding? Because you cannot speak about something that passes understanding except for you to actually experientially know it. That's why it passes understanding, because you cannot grasp it, but you can just live it. Okay. I need to time myself. I have a problem with that. I'm a preacher by nature. And And time is the problem when you are a preacher. Time is always the problem. Okay. And so I just, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't prepare for this. And I'm like, there's no point for me to prepare. Why? Because God Almighty, who is love, lives inside of me. And I don't want you to, I don't want to give you head knowledge. I want you to experientially know the love of God that passes all understanding. Okay. Oh, for those who have the Bible, I do read the Bible. Can you please? Where can we go, Jesus? Really, where can we go? Who told you that? It's exactly that. She's in the spirit. Romans chapter 5. Please. On Monday, I was actually at home, and I found myself saying this: Jesus, I don't want to minister. I don't want to ever minister if it's not your love. Because what else to minister if it's not your love? And I was so shocked the next day when I received a call to talk about the love of God. And that's why I was like, God is going to speak what they want to speak. So don't blame me. Blame God. Back to the Bible. Please, behave yourself. Half past Steve. I just remember now. There was a time I was laughing so much here. You know why? A thought just dropped into my mind. I've learned it. I died. I no longer live. And the Christ who lives in me. So I have stopped totally to try, to think, to do something. Why? Because the Christ who lives in me, I no longer live. Okay, so he just reminded me of this thought. I was laughing here, laughing so much because a thought dropped into my heart and said, for those who take notes, you're really going to struggle tonight. Because I'm thinking you're going to have ha, 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 ha. Just few words of that. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where you see freedom, that's where you see that there's a Spirit of the Lord. Where you see freedom, you know there, there's a Spirit of the Lord. And let me tell you, you don't need to be a Christian to see it. Romans. Jesus, thank you. Okay. Basically, my point where I'm going to Romans 5:5. But we can start to 1 because time is not the issue. Having therefore been justified by faith, peace we are having with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also our entry we have as a permanent position into this unmerited favor in which we have been planted. We have been planted permanently and rejoicing upon the basis of hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also exalt in our tribulation, knowing that this tribulation produces endurance, and this endurance, let's go back a bit, knowing this, this is the key. Knowing. Let me tell you guys, it's break my heart at times. You find a believer is in a situation because they do not know. They behave like unbelievers. Okay. Okay. You can be in the same situation. 1 minute you're behaving like an unbeliever, and then the knowledge comes. And then, it's like you're a different person. Knowing that this tribulation produces endurance, and this endurance approved, and this approved hope, and this hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured in our hearts and still floods them through the agency of the Holy Spirit who was given to us. And the love of God has been poured out into our hearts. Not that the love of God will be, not that we're growing in the love of God. No, it has been percent and it still floods us. Guys, you need to know something. The cross of Jesus Christ was indeed the success. It was the success. It wasn't a potential, it was the success. And if it was the success, then it's got to show that it was the success. It was the success. You know why? You find many people, the way they talk, it's like the cross wasn't enough. They talk about the second coming of Jesus as if the cross wasn't enough. The love of God has been poured into our hearts. It has been. Wow, the way this is coming out, I didn't expect it, but it's just gonna flow. And you know what? God is love. Basically, God poured himself in our heart. And you know what? This is another thing. There's one thing that love hates. Love hates distance. Love hates distance. There's lots of things we've been believing that is not true. We need to change our language, because what we speak forms how we think. I have lots of scripture that I would like to take you to, but I can't. That's why I didn't even bother to go up there. Love hates distance. That's why the scripture in 2 Corinthians 4:5, chapter 14 says this. Paul is saying, the love of Christ compels me. And I've checked on the strong with that word compelling. I found that they had two words there. Some of you already knew. We share with this. It talks about someone who's paralyzed by fear or by sickness. And Paul is basically saying, I am paralyzed by God's love. I am paralyzed by God's love. You know, when you say I'm paralyzed by God's love, he means, even if it doesn't matter what you do to me, I try to hate you, I can't hate you because I'm paralyzed by Christ's love. I'm just going to love you anyway. There's nothing you can do to me to make me angry or to hate you. I'm just going to love you anyway because I'm paralyzed by God's love. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, to destroy the works of the devil. Jesus succeeded in what he came here to do. The cross of Jesus Christ was indeed the success. I leave that to you to go and check what he came here to do because of time. Jesus came here to defeat the devil. That's what John says. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Believe me, Jesus truly defeated the devil. And Jesus truly restored mankind back to God. Mankind. Mankind. Jesus, you are beautiful, Jesus. You are beautiful, Jesus. You are really beautiful. Some of you don't even know what I'm saying. But there's one or two who are getting this. You know what? That Christ is already inside of you. It's just going to unlock this thing. You feel like a madman. You feel like a madman, I'm telling you. This is the thing. Sometimes I think I'm mad. But I said, yes, I am mad. You know why I'm mad? Because I have discovered how God is so mad about me. God is so madly in love with us. And so we better be mad like he is. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Okay, is it 1 John 4. Jesus, help us. 1 John chapter 4, verse something. Really? Yeah. Okay, I'll tell you now. Sure, I can't tell you on this one. I can tell you on this one. Steve, please just take my time out. That's why I didn't bring notes. I can just say I'm done. Because all of you don't remember where I started, and so I can just end it now. It's so good to be free. It is so good to be free. And Jesus came for us to be free. Oh. Sure. Okay. Basically, the scripture, this is what it says. I still haven't found it. Thank you, Jesus. He reminded me the verse. In John 4, verse 9 and 10, please. In this was love manifested. In this was manifested the love of God towards us. That's because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. I have a question. Are you living? You're the only one who can answer that question. Because you know when you're living. Because we're not living by the positions that we have. We're not living by the amount of money we have in our bank accounts. You know here. Are you alive? That's my question. Are you alive? Because let me tell you. The world out there is waiting for us to be alive. the whole creation, the cosmos, is waiting for us to be alive. Because when we are alive, they are being set free from their bondage. That is the privilege that Jesus gave us here on earth. It wasn't about going to heaven. It wasn't about going to heaven. If it was about going to heaven, this is what Jesus would have done. You got saved. He chop you. You go to heaven. He leave another one. You save one or two. He chop you. You go to heaven. Do you understand? That's how we would have done it. But he wants us to be alive. Why? Because he has a covenant with this world. God has a covenant with this world. That is why I don't like to do notes. Because notes, I write the things that God told me yesterday. But God wants to speak to me now. He wants to speak through me now. He team who lives in me. And so I'm going to be listening to this because I know there are things that I'm going to know. It wasn't me who was saying it. Okay, back to the scripture. Space to behave yourself. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love. Not that we love God. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his only begotten Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Let me tell you something. Stop trying to impress God. He's already impressed. You know one thing I've noticed about the Bible, from Genesis, the story is about God, not about you. And John chapter 1, the story is about God, the word that became, it's not about you. He chose to reveal himself to us. So it is not about you. It's not about your effort. Jesus finished everything. Take 2 minutes. You know why I'm going to take 2 minutes? Because in John 14 verse 12, Jesus says something like this. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than this. Do you hear? Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works I do, he will do also in greater works than this. Let's just do a quick recap of what Jesus has done. He goes to a funeral. The funeral becomes a wedding because he leaves by the time there's celebration. Do you understand? That person is just, he goes to a funeral. The funeral is cancelled. Why? Because that person get up. Do you understand? And he never lies. And he goes on. He sees someone who's sick. Boom! Healing. Deaf ears. Open. Blind eyes. See. When you speak the truth and they try to stone you, he disappears and walks through them. And he who never lies says this. If you believe in me, what I have done, you will do also, and greater works. He never lies. He never lies. The only thing you need to do, there's nothing. There's one more thing I need to say. Father, we love your glory. We love, Father, your people. We love. Sure. Our brothers and sisters. Because of your love that is inside of us that compels us. Because of this reason, of me not preparing the note, I was sitting somewhere and say, God, I don't know what I'm going to talk about, so you better say something. And there's few things that you just put down, and I'm just going to leave for you to chew, because I'm still chewing on these things. He says this, believe me, I didn't even go near to what I was hoping to say to you. He says this, poverty breed consciousness of lack. When you have consciousness of lack, you're in poverty. You can have someone who is a billionaire, but because they want to be a zillionaire, they're lacking. They can't even enjoy the billions that they have. Why? Because they have the consciousness of lack. And you have someone who is satisfied. Like that man, you see that man is drinking in everything. You have someone who's satisfied. They have just a loaf of bread. They'll share that loaf of bread with the neighbor because he's satisfied. Do you understand? Okay. Poverty breeds consciousness of lack. Consciousness of lack is a root of poverty. Love gives. Love gives. Love is selfless. Doesn't ignore itself, but it doesn't focus on itself, on what it's getting. Exactly what Jesus did. He gave himself, didn't want anything from you. He wanted you. This is what John says. He said, I want your joy. I'm saying this so that my joy will be in you, so that your joy will be complete. That was the purpose of Jesus. Not that so you will save him. Not that so you. I want your joy. My joy to be in you and your joy to be complete. Love is selfless. Love satisfies. Love is self-fulfilled in giving. Love is self-fulfilled in giving. Love has no other agenda but to give itself away. Love is seen in giving. Giving is not the sign of love, but love is seen in giving. Where there is love, there is no lack. You remember where it started? The love of God has been poured out into our heart by the Holy Spirit who lives inside of us. Let me tell you, stop praying for God to give you some more. You know why that is demonic? It's breathe a lie that God is holding something, still holding something from you. That's why it's demonic. But we've said it without even knowing it, without even thinking about things at times. Love is like a volcano. You know a volcano? It comes from within and it's exploding. And when it explodes, it affects millions and millions people of that you're not even aware of. I remember, I think it was 2010 where the volcano in Sweden, was it in Sweden? Didn't even explode, but the flights were canceled just because of. This is where I'm finishing with. Go and read it, please. It's Songs of Songs, chapter 8. It says this, love is stronger than death. It's yielding. Its jealousy, its power is grave. I think so. Go and read it. 8, chapter 6. And it says, it's flames. I like the flames of the Almighty God. that love is inside of you. One last thing. Jesus. Scripture says, as Jesus is, so are we in this world. Let me just paint one picture. John sees Jesus in the book of Revelation. He explains him. His hair is white. His face beaming with light. His eyes are blazing with fire. We know that the Bible says the eyes are the windows of the soul, which means his soul is consumed with fire of love. And let me tell you, he lives inside of you. That is my Jesus. That is my Christ. And that is his love that he loves us with. When I say us, I'm talking about mankind. God so loved the world. I said to the friend one day, God so loved the world. If God loves the world, whatever is in the world, it's there. Loved, included. Where are you in the world? God so loved the world, so you're included. And everyone who's in the world. Do you understand? Okay. Thank you so much. I think that's all. God bless.
Amen. I think we all need a revelation of the love of God. I mean, that's all we experienced, was just the volcanoes of His love erupting within us. To be a very different... Don't go, oh, I've finished it. I've finished using you yet. You said, God, use me. Now we're going to use you. But let's stand up together. I just want Sophisa to pray. And you know, the Bible says if you receive from a prophet his gift, you can't receive from the prophet unless you receive the gift from him. That I want to encourage you just to receive, not so much what you've heard, but what's inside this man. I've just seen over the years just a steadfastness and a focused love for God and a consistent love for God and a heart to reach out to the lost and go where no one else wants to go. And that to me is a fruit of the love of God. And so just pray for us just as we go to worship. Also, just to say that we take up our offering in the morning service, but we're just going to pass the bag around tonight. So if you want to give, it's give generously. If you came to give, that's a good thing. We don't have a poverty mentality. And just as we do that, would you pray for us? Oh.
This is another thing that we pray. Prayer is agreeing with God about you. Father, we agree with you about us, that we are your righteousness. We agree with you about us, that we are the workmanship, your workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, works which you have prepared for us in advance. We agree with you, Father, about us, that we are seated in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, in God. Father, we thank you for revelation of our innocence, of our union with you, the revelation of the scandalous gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for revelation. Thank you, Lord.